from KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Penny Nelson in for Rachel Miro. Thanksgiving's a holiday for most people, but for those who are at work, it can be one of the busiest days of the year. Emergency rooms, airports, supermarkets, and gas stations are doing a booming business. And so are the people who look after our cats and dogs while we go on vacation. The California Report's Nina Thorson has their story.
All right, you're all set.
All right, thank you.
The front desk at the Wag Hotel is bustling. Guests are checking in while a receptionist politely tells a caller that they are completely booked up for the Thanksgiving holidays. Then an impatient guest breaks out of the check-in line to pee on the floor.
Oh, no.
That's okay because Kodiak is a golden retriever, and the Wag, with locations in San Francisco and Sacramento, is a hotel for pets. A generation ago, vacationing pet owners had a choice between leaving their animal in a cage at the vet or leaving them at home with maybe the neighbor's kid to come over and refill the food bowl. But now there are places like the Wag, which offers its dog and cat guests playtime, organic treats, and even a roof garden to romp in. And there are professional pet sitters like Jan Brown, who's been in the business for 14 years. She visits cats and dogs at their homes in the suburbs south of San Francisco.
We are really booked up this year for Thanksgiving. Usually I don't start turning away existing clients a week before, but I've had to.
Brown's canine clients get priority in the early morning since they urgently need to go out and lift a leg.
I also, in the morning on Thanksgiving Day, I have a client with a cat who needs insulin. And insulin's very time specific. And then we just kind of fit the rest of the visits in when we can.
Pet sitters usually spend at least half an hour per visit with each pet. Dogs twice a day, cats once or twice, depending on their needs. Add travel time to that, and you can understand why Jan Brown knows the location of every 24-hour coffee shop in the county. Thanksgiving is only her second busiest time, though. The busiest, Christmas week.
Especially around the holidays, every pet sitter around will get a call from someone out of the blue, especially last minute. I mean, I will get calls, I kid you not, I will get calls on Christmas Eve from people I don't know wanting me to start Christmas Day. I am so busy, I don't have even time to answer the phone.
So next time, she suggests, get your pet care reservations in even before you book the hotel or plane ticket. For the California Report, I'm Nina Thorson.
Although most Americans will have a white, broad-breasted turkey for dinner on Thanksgiving, some will partake in another bird that's making a comeback for its delicious, wholesome taste, the heritage turkey. Our Central Valley Bureau reporter Alice Daniel talks to two California family farmers who sell these original breeds of domestic turkeys.
Are you going to talk right now? You going to gobble? Oh, you're being shy.
Mary Pittman looks down at a gaggle of heritage turkeys. They look back. Pittman talks, the turkeys don't.
Why are you all being so quiet? Usually by now you're gobbling in unison. Come on.
These are the turkeys you traced from your hand as a kid for Thanksgiving. They've got long, sturdy legs, larger thighs, and smaller breast. Their feathers are colorful and iridescent. Not long ago, they were in danger of extinction.
Come on, what are we going to do? There you go.
The birds strut on the Pittman Ranch near the little town of Orange Cove in the San Joaquin Valley. Close by, the flatness of this land rolls into grassy hills that eventually touch the Sierra Nevada. The birds fit right into the landscape, just like their ancestor, the wild turkey.
They're very friendly. They're not afraid of you. They just have a totally, I think, a very outgoing personality.
Pittman knows her poultry. She runs the company Mary's Turkeys with her husband and two of their sons. By raising and selling thousands of these birds for Thanksgiving and Christmas, they are helping preserve America's original breeds, active birds that still run, fly, and socialize.
There's few that are more sociable than others, others that are kind of aloof, flying up in the tree. They're beautiful to watch flying. They spread their wings, and they're just gorgeous.
The company operates in 20-hour days this time of year and also sells other free-range birds, like the organic, white, broad-breasted turkeys. In fact, Pittman has a photograph in her office taken by Life magazine in 1957. It's a picture of her father-in-law standing among a flock of those broad-breasted fowl.
Americans used to complain back in the 50s of the little pin feathers. So they wanted more breast meat, and so that's when the crossbreeding began.
The broad-breasted birds are raised for one reason, to be eaten. They've lost their ability to survive in nature. They can't breed on their own or run or fly, and can barely walk toward the end of their very short lives. They don't even have the sense to get out of the rain, Pittman says.
Because they will look up and they will drown themselves. So no, they're not very intelligent, just like they tell you.
On the other hand, the heritage birds know how to interact with their environment. And they breed naturally, something evident on the farm that day.
Well, we're making turkeys. Like I said, they still breed naturally. I'm sorry, they're not very shy, are they?
1287. 1184.
Bill Nyman's family farm, Bean Ranch, is the other large supplier of heritage turkeys in California. The farm is in Bolinas, but today Nyman is in Richmond at a cold storage facility where turkeys are being weighed for shipment.
These are turkeys that arrived here yesterday. That's an 1197 on a heritage.
Nyman says he and his wife wanted to reestablish breeding flocks of poultry on the rural landscape, the way farms in Marin County used to be. He likens the birds to another barnyard creature.
They're similar to pigs in that they're just really interesting in how they relate to each other, how they relate to their environment, and they're just alive and vibrant.
But as gentle as they are with humans, they will viciously kill a bird that appears deviant in some way.
Paradoxically, they're the cruelest animals to each other that I've witnessed in the barnyard. They'll just kill that animal and eat it for some reason. And once they start that process, it's not unlike sharks in a feeding frenzy.
Back at the Pittman Farm in the San Joaquin Valley, the birds are anything but frenzied as the sun hits the grassy hills with a last brush of light. Again, Mary Pittman.
They're getting tired. It's the end of the day. You see how they're going back underneath the shelter? They probably also sense that it's going to start raining.
And these birds know what to do. Seek cover in groups or roost in the trees above the land, watching as Pittman starts her car and drives away. For the California Report, I'm Alice Daniel in the San Joaquin Valley.
That's the California Report for Thursday, November 22nd, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Penny Nelson, and have a great Thanksgiving. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. Chevron, committed to helping California grow by supporting small businesses and investing in education. More information available at chevron.com. And Barracuda Networks, innovators of simple solutions to complex IT problems, such as balancing network traffic for improved performance. Barracuda.com.